the priest, he said, Pastor, he said, if your friend stayed long enough, I believe I know some English. But I pointed, I knew it was rude, you know, but pointed to everything. And I sang some satsumas one time, and put some pecans in it, and shell some, and then put a few pecans in the shell. And he said, I took your pecans and I planted them in a flower pot, but they never did amount to anything. He thought he was going to raise them from just those seeds.
Right.
And another custom bit that might interest you, at 12 o'clock, the church bells just, of course it's all Catholic settlements, you know, the church bells just peal, 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 peal. And then he says, what's the matter? Nanny was my mother. She says, what's the matter, Father? He said, nothing. That's scriptures. She says, what? He said, well, those babies were born this morning, and they have no cushion now. And when the bell rings like that, it's three.
Oh, I see.
He said it didn't matter how cold it was, raining or freezing. They were in a little, we called them here charcoal wagons. But they were little, you know, not stories, but what you call them in Ireland? I guess the more old countries over there, but I haven't been over.
Yes,
Ireland has them. Some kind of carts. Not little carts, ghosts. Johnny cars. Or carts, I guess.
That's interesting. Talking about eating a meal, if somebody passed you something that you really didn't want to eat, what would you probably say?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. And food that has been cooked and served a second time, you call that?
Leftovers.
And you say it's been?
Heated.
Heated.
Or warmed.
Warmed, okay. Have you ever heard of any dish you could make by taking cornmeal and boiling it with salt and water, eating it that way?
Oh yes, gruel.
Gruel.
G-R-U-E-L.
Is that the same thing as mush?
Yeah. But you
doesn't sound too
tasty.
They
used to give you this. They gave you castor oil, and they give you a bowl of gruel after it.
Oh boy, real treat. Say this expression, if I had a belt that was made out of cowhide, 100% cowhide, I'd say, well now this isn't artificial cowhide, this is...
a real leather belt, would you?
Right. Or you could, another way of saying it, you could say this is
genuine leather.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if I had a bowl of fruit, maybe apples and oranges, and I offered it to you, you might say, well, I don't think I want an orange, but...
please give me an apple.
Okay. Or if you were... what would you call a group of fruit trees all together?
An orchard.
I see. And you'd say that the opposite of rich would be what?
Person?
Beg your pardon?
Poor.
Okay. If you were sending me to the store to get some lettuce, you'd probably say, go get me...
a head of lettuce.
Head of lettuce.
Mm-hmm. Doing no more, 59 cents.